ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 49 एंड 50। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंट्रोडक्शन। प्रदायते पुत्रा मोचये कृपणामिमां सुता मे यदि जायरेण मृत्युर्वान म्रियते चे विपर्ययो वा किं न स्यात् गतिर्धातुर्दुरत्यया उपस्थितो निवर्तेत निवृत्तः पुनरापते। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Vasudev considered, by delivering all my sons to Kamsa, who is death personified, I shall save the life of Devaki. Perhaps Kamsa will die before my sons take birth, or since he is already destined to die at the hands of my son, one of my sons may kill him. For the time being, let me promise to hand over my son so that Kamsa will give up the immediate threat. And if in due course of time Kamsa dies, I shall have nothing to fear. Purport. Vasudev wanted to save the life of Devaki by promising to deliver his sons to Kamsa. In the future, he thought, Kamsa may die, or I may not beget any sons. Even if a son is born and I deliver him to Kamsa, Kamsa may die at his hands. For by providence, anything could happen. It is very difficult to understand how things are managed by providence. Thus Vasudev decided that he would promise to deliver his sons to the hands of Kamsa in order to save Devaki from the imminent danger of death. Om Ajnana Timirandasya. Hare Krishna. Recently when Dr. Cornell, he met with His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he made a very nice point which amused him about. Before he spoke, he had a meeting with Maharaj. He mentioned, in my study, because he's also a student of Socrates, he said, Socrates never cried and Jesus never laughed. But then he said, oh, Swamiji was talking about Krishna dancing and singing. I like it. So we see that the Western theology, Bible or Quran, or for that matter any other literature, they don't deal with all the rasas. You deal with compassion or you deal with indifference. If somebody exhibits indifference to this world, Socrates was known for that. Extreme degree of indifference. He would watch people buy things in the shop and he was amused. Somebody asked him, why are you standing here? He said, I am standing to see what people are buying, what they don't need. They're buying things they don't need. So that amused him. And that was amusing for others that so many things are there and he's not buying it. Just before I came inside, one devotee was talking about the amusement of iPad and then iCloud. He said, you should use it before. Don't take your notebook, take your iPad. So, you know, there are such amusing things. And someone is not wanting to have those and live a very indifferent life. They become legendary. So Socrates was a legendary. And Jesus Christ exhibited extreme degree of compassion. Prabhupada quotes, you know, to say someone, you know, forgive them, they don't know what they do. And willing to forgive is those who are trying to attack him. But these two principles, how long can one handle this? Just imagine if somebody is constantly compassionate to you and you encounter people who are always indifferent. That is amusing. But what about the other rasas? The need of the living entity is not only compassion. Need of the living entity is not only protection. Need of the living entity is not to see people who are only indifferent. The need of the living entity is to experience all kinds of flavor in life. And that's how this world is created. Our Devamrita Swami was mentioning about one Buddhist monk. He was performing meditation in the caves of, you know, somewhere in Thailand for many years. Extreme degree of detachment. And some trekkers were passing by and they were playing a tape of a movie song. It was an old movie song. And when this Buddhist monk heard, he was forced to hear. Sometime in this world you are forced to hear, you know. And some songs which you like them. And when you like something which is a condition of being experienced of many years, sometime when Niranjan Maharaj or some Western sannyasis sing, they don't know what they are singing. They are singing Hare Krishna. But devotee said, wow, this is the same tune I used to listen 25 years. Even though you are listening to Hare Krishna, but because some tune, even though it is a mundane, gave you some kind of pleasure, some kind of entertainment, you can't deny that entertainment. You force. Oh, why it is here? But still it is there. So he was mentioning that this Buddhist monk had tears in his eyes. It was a love song. It was a love song in separation. So he was mentioning that aspect of the living entity, if it is not fulfilled, you can perform meditation. You can go to the level of Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti is the platform where you are indifferent. Indifferent even to the concept of being compassionate, being not compassionate. You don't see anything other than indifference. And our Shastra says, even after achieving that platform, one comes down. It is not being, you know, because Vaishnavas practice certain concept and therefore they are very vehemently against other concept. It is the reality of life. The reality of life is that we need rasas. Therefore, Krishna is called as Akhila Rasamrita Murtihi. He fulfills all our needs. Recently, I met our Krishnabhishek Prabhu. He is writing a thesis, doing his PhD. And he presented his thesis, and part of his thesis was, he said, how in India, till the influence of the British, there was no concept of novel writing. No Kadambari, Dharavai, these things were not there. That was his part of presentation. Why? Because you need to create if there is no rasa. Artificially one has to create. But the Vedic literature, the Puranas, the Mahabharata, Ramayana, the law of the literature is to present all the 12 rasas. It is the law of the literature. Even in Ramayana, where you hardly see any humor, Ram means no humor. Ram means very serious business. You don't see Ram joking with Lakshman. You don't see Ram, you know, stealing the butter. Or you don't see Ram playing around with Dasharath Maharaj in a joking way. Everything is very serious business. But even in Ramayana, when Lakshman and Ram were joking with Shurpanaka, when the joke became more dangerous, then Ram said, oh, she doesn't know the art of humor, so there is no point in joking with her. So came back to his original status of being very sober and delivering the right thing. But still, as a part of the Vedic literature, that part is there. The humor is there. But not as much as Srimad Bhagavatam presents. So that is the part. So therefore, all the dual rasas are there. So therefore, in those times, nobody thought of writing anything other than reading the Shastras. Because Shastras could fulfill all your rasas. When you read Mahabharata, you don't need anything. You have politics, you have diplomacy, you have scheming, you have backbiting, and you have Krishna also. Everything is there. So therefore here, in this 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see Vasudev, you know, we are dealing with Krishna Lila. Krishna Lila where you have to be absorbed. But within Krishna Lila also there is a practicality. Many times this question is raised by people. What if mother life is in danger because she is about to deliver the child? Whom should we save? Mother or a child? Read this one. Don't give any answer. Give them the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. What happens? They get to read about Krishna also and they get the answer also. Like our one devotee was giving an interview for his post-graduation exam, going to Australia. And part of the interview was, the lady was taking his interview, was a Christian lady. She asked this boy, you know, what was your favorite character when you were growing up? He said, Prabhuji, what can I do? You know, my mother always brought me to temple. You know, all the time I was forced to hear Krishna Katha, I was forced to hear Hari Katha. So I was thinking, whom should I say? I can't say cricketers. Huh? He said, Hanumanji is my favorite character. Then she said, what do you like about Hanumanji? So he narrated what he liked about Hanumanji. And then she asked this question, is Hanumanji's story that relevant? What do you learn from that? So he said, look, in Hanumanji's story, there is entertainment, there is excitement, there is adventure. But within that story also, there is a principle of morality, respect, you know, service attitude. He said that actually this scripture, these stories make so much of sense. But those who narrate these stories, he told her, those who narrate these stories, they don't live up to what they're talking. And that is what the confusion creates in the children's mind, not the stories themselves. And he was so amused and so inspired and so impressed by him. So he switched off the mic and then she started discussing with him one-to-one. He said, I see you like a modern young man, you know, typical Bombayite, but you're discussing about Hanumanji. That's very impressive. That's very good. And you also see something valuable in that. So therefore here, we have Krishna Lila also, but along with Krishna Lila, absorbing, it has the power to absorb. Nobody can deny the power if we are entertained, if we are actually spend our time reading Krishna Katha, hearing Krishna Katha. Somebody asked, one who made this little Krishna, somebody, why all the time our animation people have to deal with shastras only, scriptures only? But they are the one. The scriptures have the best way to make your animation most interesting. How many stories can you imagine? Here in Krishna Lila, you have fire drinking. Now you can't make Abhitajan drink the fire. Abhitajan, fire will drink him. But here, Krishna can drink fire. Krishna can lift Govardhan Hill. You want dance? Krishna can dance on the hoods of Kaliya. You want fist fight? Krishna can fight with Kamsa. So in that small story of few, not more than 80 stories are there in the Bhagavatam, you see all kinds of rasas are there. But at the same time, not only all the rasas are there, the practicalities are there. When Kamsa was driving the chariot of his own sister, being excited, now he was driving himself and suddenly he heard the voice and all excitement, all service went away, became extremely selfish. He was about to kill her, and Vasudev, being very diplomatic Kshatriya, he knew the art of, you know, trying to extend the danger. And he stopped him and he gave a crash course on Gita, 7 days course within few minutes. But because Kamsa was Kamsa, Gita did not make any sense to him. It is not that everyone who attends Bhagavad Gita course will become a devotee. The only thing, you become expert in giving courses and few people become devotees. So Vasudev explained to Kamsa, but Kamsa, as Sukadeva Goswami explains, being a Rakshasa, follower of a demonic principle, he did not hear it and did not make any sense to him. So what to do? Demons like anything or everything which is straight. He said, what is the trouble? The trouble is not Devaki, not me. Her children are trouble. So therefore, I will give you. Now we'll see that how Kamsa is pacified instantly. Therefore, Prabhupada calls it, do the needful. If the philosophy doesn't work, you bribe them. And bribing, then all the philosophy, they start speaking. You know, Kamsa starts speaking also, you are very truthful, you know, you practice the principle of truthfulness. So we see here, in Krishna Lila, that is the power of Krishna Lila, that you need to learn, you know, you get to learn all management also. You don't need any management books. You get to learn, and more, you also learn to be absorbed in Krishna. Now our Shastras have three things. There is a rasa, the flavor of enjoyment is there, and then there are concepts, life concept. They are there. And third, there is the application. How do I apply this in my life? We can apply it. So therefore, Krishna Leela, as here Sukadev Goswami is going to narrate to Parikshit Maharaj, is filled with all the rasa. Then the beauty of Krishna Leela special is that when Krishna, even though he performs most opulent pastimes, even his birth, we study when Krishna appeared from the womb of Mother Devaki. Now, Lord appearing in the womb itself is a very bewildering for people. How can God appear in the womb? Anyone who appears from the womb is considered as a living entity, forced by his karma. You don't have any literature in any Western theology where God comes to this material world. What to speak of coming to this material world, that itself is very, not reasonable, logical, doesn't give them any sense. And that too appearing in the womb of somebody else. Devaki is speaking here to Krishna when Krishna appeared with his 400 form. She is talking about Krishna being the Supreme Lord. That she knows. But the same time, she's also fearful. Krishna, please withdraw that 400 form. Because I'm afraid that Krishna might do something. How is it possible? The contradiction of mellows. One is you are wonderstruck by the 400 form. And instantly you're also afraid that something will happen to Krishna. And that is the beauty of Krishna. While knowing Krishna is the Supreme Lord, you still have the human touch. She says, please remove this form. I want to hide you somewhere because you are 400. Where will I hide you? If you are a small baby, I can hide you somewhere. I can't hide the 400 form. Similarly, Vasudeva also. He is fascinated by seeing the 400 form. So Krishna can do this, both the things. He can act as the most ordinary human being. Nowadays people, go to 5-star hospitals. Even that Krishna did not receive. More than ordinary. The Lord's birth is more ordinary than the ordinary birth of the living entity. People go to the hospital or they have this midwives delivering them in the home. But Krishna had nothing of that thing. He just came from the womb of Mother Devaki. So that human touch is there. But within that human touch also, you can't forget the divinity. The 400 form is there. The Vishnu aspect is there. He could hear the prayers of Devaki and Vasudeva and he could tell them, you take me across the Jamuna. And then again he becomes more than ordinary. So this combination of being divine and human is what creates a absorption and attraction. Just like when he lifted Govardhan Hill also. Now when Lord Narsingdev came, there was no mother. He just appeared from the pillar. He came from the pillar and not that Devaki or Vasudeva, Prishnigarbha, Sutapa, nobody was there. He just came out and caused, not only Hiranyakashipu became afraid, even goddess of fortune, she couldn't go. She couldn't go close to Krishna, Vishnu. She said, Prahlad, you go. Since you are responsible for his appearance, you go. Why? Because Lord Narsingdev was expressing the power of anger. The Raudra Ras was there, Adbhut was there, and the anger was there, and the fear was there. So nobody could approach. Because Prahlad was an innocent child, just like an innocent child can go and catch the snake also. One who has a knowledge about the snake, he will never go close. But one who is innocent, he can go. So Prahlad was fearless, no doubt. But at the same time, there was a childlike innocence. He knew, I will not be harmed by Lord Narsingdev. Now here, Lord Krishna is performing the pastime of lifting the Govardhan Hill. Now what kind of trouble they were facing, the Brijabasis? They are facing the trouble caused by Indra, which is meant for devastation in the time of material annihilation. The torrents of rain, Kavi Karunapur explains, every drop was like a pillar, bigger than the trunk of an elephant. When the water drop would fall on the humps of the bull, they would make huge sound. It was destroying their humps. Not ordinary water. It was meant for the universal destruction. So all the Brajbasis, they naturally called for Krishna. Not necessarily because they are expecting that Krishna has the power to protect. Because they loved Krishna, they called out and Krishna took them. And Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill. Now Krishna lifting the Govardhan hill is the exhibition of his opulence. When somebody does like that, a powerful personality, a power lifting, you know, or weight lifting game, when he does it, he is not sweet. He is gruesome. All the veins of his body, you know, they don't look beautiful. Nobody says they are beautiful. They say, wow, so much of weight he is lifting. But when Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill, our acharyas explain, the rasas did not lack. The opulence of Krishna did not minimize the exchange of the rasas. In fact, along with the opulence, the rasas became more prominent. All the rasas became very prominent. To the extent, Rupa Goswami explains in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Krishna is lifting the Govardhan hill, and seeing Krishna lift the Govardhan hill is very amusing, wonderful, adbhut ras is there. But the coward boys did not lose their friendship with Krishna. One of the coward boy, he told Krishna, Krishna, you are lifting the hill for a long time. Since Ridama always defeats in the wrestling match, I think he is more powerful than you. If you are tired, give the hill to him. But if you don't trust your friend, Sridama, if you don't have the faith that he can do it, at least change your hand so that we can massage your left hand. So just see that this can never happen in any other incarnation. Very clear, there is very few rasas are there, but with Krishna Leela, all the rasas are involved. Lifting Govardhan, you can imagine somebody lifts like that. You can't deal with them on an ordinary level. When somebody comes to our temple, and we know he's a, just imagine if the chief minister comes, you can't pat on his back. How are you? You can't. You have to be extremely official. Extremely official. Prabhupada also talked about how to be official with the big minister comes. What to speak of big minister? If a big devotee comes, a big sannyasi comes also, you can't treat that sannyasi the way you treat your brahmachari friend. Pat on his back loudly. I remember one time we were in Delhi and few of us we were there and one devotee came. And, you know, Maharaj was there. And he came and he slapped Maharaj on his back very hard. And we all, like, you know, why is he doing like that? For him, it was his god brother. No, but I thought it was as if, you know, he's hitting hard. I still remember that. Many interactions are there. But this one, when I was there, Vishwarup was there, we were looking at each other. How could he do like this? And a formality, when you are supposed to be formal and you become informal, that is a breach of etiquette. Right, that's a breach of etiquette. But in Krishna Leela, Krishna is doing the formal act of protection. All the Brajbasis are being protected. But even in that formal act of protection, the rasa is not minimized. Devaki Yashoda, Kavipur Karanapur explains, Yashoda is still, you know, why do you do all these things? For her, Krishna lifting Govardhan hill is like, you know, child playing with a car, you know, without having a driving license, he will harm himself. And she's trying to make butter for Krishna. And Madhu Mangala is saying, don't worry, Krishna is lifting Govardhan hill, not because he has the power, because I'm a Brahmin, I'm blessing Krishna. And Yashoda says, come on, you talkative Brahmin boy, why do you talk all this nonsense? I can see Krishna is sweating, you know, Krishna is trouble, let me make butter for him. And our Nanda Maharaj says to Yashoda, why are you angry with our Brahmin boy, Madhu Mangal? You know, let him speak whatever he wants to speak. There is no need for you to be angry. So here, the Vatsala Ras is there, Sakya Ras is there, Dasya Ras is there. And then, even within that, when Krishna is doing a formal job of lifting the Govardhan hill, the romance is also going on. Like somebody asked recently a question, in the hospital, two doctors, one girl, one boy, you know, they are dealing with the dead body. But while dealing with the dead body, the exchange is going on, right? The rasas exchange is going on. They actually develop, you know, loving relationship between the dead body. Huh? Right, that was the question. So if the mundane people can do it, ghastly dead body rotting, you know, there is no pleasure in that. But here they are transcended, that both aspect. They're exchanging, I love you, you love me, I love you, you love me. So if they can do it, why? Because that is the power of rasa. The rasa is so powerful that you can't know what I was mentioning in my last class. I was sitting next to a drunkard when I came from New York. And this man, he told me very clearly, look, you enjoy your chanting, wish I was enjoying my chanting. He said, you enjoy your chanting and I will enjoy my drinking. And he actually enjoyed. I didn't enjoy my chanting. It was like every day, you know, forcing to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. But this man was desperate. One bottle, second bottle, and he was running here and there, catching those air hostess. Give me one more bottle, give me one more bottle. He drank 5 bottles of liquor, 3 bottles of some juice, and then 2 cup of coffee. And then he said, Swamiji, dekho, aapko usme ras aata hai, mujhe isme ras aata hai. So, what can you say? Our Sachinandan Maharaj said, what is liquor? Liquor tastes like horse urine and sweat. But still there is enjoyment. And he is eating tobacco also. He is eating tobacco after eating all that to digest. You know, I can't forget, I am telling this story everywhere. So amused. He is eating so much of tobacco, gutka and jarda. And he found his way how to spit it. He couldn't open the window and spit. No? So he had a vomit bag. Utility is the principle. And he was vomiting, filling that bag, and he's keeping it on the tray next to me, causing me greater anxiety. So the point is that if he has the mentality to enjoy, whether it is artificial or acquired one, now tobacco has no taste. You know, the villagers tell you, if you want to preach to the people who smoke or eat tobacco, simple, you take them to the tobacco field, the villagers were telling. He said, you don't see the crow scare or scarecrow. You don't see that. And either you don't see the fence also. So that the farmers say, tobacco is such a item, kawwa bhi nahi khata aur gadha bhi nahi khata. Lekin aadmi phukta aur khata hai. So therefore, man, one who calls him a complete man, you know, made for each other, is worse than a crow and lower than a ass. Very insulting. But still, when somebody is enjoying, even this philosophy will not work. Why? Because the rasa is there. They have acquired that taste. Right? So therefore, here Krishna Lila, how Krishna can provide that enjoyment while lifting the Govardhan hill also. You want Adbhut Ras? The Adbhut Ras is there. You want Virya Ras? You have Virya Ras also. Now, how in the world, like the appearance of Lord Narsingdev, Prabhupada explains, why did Jai Vijay come down as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha? Because Krishna wanted to enjoy Virya Ras. Now, fighting spirit, you know, sometimes people say, oh, children, you see, you know, whenever they see Ramayana or Mahabharata, what is the role they want to play? The destructive role. Hanumanji or Bhim? Mes leke baap ko hi maro. Why? Because in that there is a weariness. You can't tell, you know, come on, be silent, become Buddha. You tell a child to become Buddha. Even Buddha in his childhood, he must have played weariness. Because that is the natural propensity of the living entity. Whether you want to be heroic or you see Krishna being hero, because Krishna has the propensity. When Jai Vijay came down here, forget all the technicalities, whether one comes down from the spiritual world, one comes down from Brahma Jyoti, whether the door was inside or outside. Sometimes devotees have a technical problem. Oh, they didn't fall from the spiritual world. You know, because nobody falls from the spiritual world. The door is not exactly the spiritual world. No, it is immaterial. What is important is that Krishna wanted to enjoy the Virya Ras. And real Virya Ras. In the real Virya Ras, you completely get absorbed. Our Shikshastakam Prabhu was telling. He said one time this Tipnis or Chitnis, the Air Chief Marshal, he came to their, you know, tennis field. Shikshastakam Prabhu used to play. He was paid to play tennis in the Air Force. You know, good job. 8 to 10 hours he was playing tennis. So this Air Chief Marshal came to play. And his coach told him, don't play serious, huh? He's Air Chief Marshal. You can't play seriously. You don't defeat him. So he said, okay, sir, because he was also his boss. So he's playing softly. The air chief marshal said, I've come here to play. He said, play tough. You have to follow, you know, either one of them now. He has to follow his boss or you have to follow the supreme boss. So he came here not to prove that I'm an air chief marshal. He came to play tennis. And to play tennis, what you need to do? You have to play tough. You have to play serious. So he wanted him to play serious. So Shikshastra gave a huge service, which he could not take. Right? But then he enjoyed the concept of playing. So therefore, this Krishna Lila is so interesting and so fascinating, provides all kinds of rasas. Like we read in the Mahabharata also, that adbhut, this ghastly ras of Bhima killing. You know, even someone who reads pastimes of Krishna, those who narrate the pastime very nicely, Radha Krishna Lila, when they read Bhima killing Dushyasan, very powerful, very attractive. Even though it's a ghastly scene, it's like a horror movie, but the way Bhima expresses, it's ghastly, but at the same time there is some rasa, which is very enjoying also. Bhima saying, you know, I've never tasted, I must have drank different kinds of juice, different kind of soup, different kind of dal, but this blood of Dushyasan is most, you know, delicious. It was a ghastly, people were fainting there. But when you read that description, it is very absorbing. Even that rasa, Rupa Goswami explains. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his book, he explains that Krishna is not only the enjoyer of the Shringar rasa, Krishna is also the enjoyer of the Bhibhatsya rasa. The Bhibhatsya rasa is also there. So therefore, we see that in Krishna Lila, when we study Krishna's pastime, we don't study Krishna's pastime. Krishna's pastime has the power to dominate our consciousness. Burijanpo was mentioning, that is the power of Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. When Krishna comes into your life, he has the power to dominate. And we don't. Yesterday, Gaurampur gave a brilliant talk on, you know, Krishna's protection, which is one of the dharma of the Lord. That is the character of the Lord. Just like our character is to serve Krishna, and Krishna's dharma is to protect his devotee. Sarva dharman parityajya presents that principle. And then Vibhishan, Sharanagati and Ram giving protection presents that principle. That is Krishna's quality. But how long you only want the protection from the Lord? If Krishna is all the time protecting you, and all the time you are in danger, life is not so exciting. Because beyond Krishna's protection, we seek relationship with the Lord. A loving relationship with the Lord. Like Arjuna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we read, when Arjuna came back to Hastinapur, being away from Hastinapur for 2-7 months, and Yudhishthira Maharaj was saying, why Arjuna has not come back? And when Arjuna comes back, he asked many questions to Arjuna, and Arjuna was, you know, he was despondent. He was crying. And eventually Yudhishthira Maharaj asked this question, are you feeling separation from the Lord? And Arjuna cried. He said, yes, my dear brother, I'm missing my Lord. He has gone back to the spiritual world. And he narrated everything what happened. And then he expressed his gratitude. And along with the gratitude, what touches the heart, what touched Arjuna's heart is his loving interaction with Krishna. Yes, Arjuna spoke what Krishna did in the life of Arjuna, but what captured Arjuna's heart was the dealing of Krishna. Narman udara ruchira smita shobitani. He said, my dear Yudhishthir, that when I remember the sweet talks of Krishna, smartur lutanti rudai mama madhavasya. He said, my heart is captured by his sweet talk. What kind of talk? He would tell me, hey Partha, hey Arjuna sake kuru nandaneti. He would talk like that. And sometime I would talk to Krishna, belittling his position. When his value was minimized, I would be sarcastic to Krishna. But in that sarcasm, what was there? Friendship was there. And because of that friendship, my dear Lord was so nice to me. He was so liberal. He forgave. Just like a friend forgives another friend. And a father forgives his son. Arjuna says that, and he becomes overwhelmed. And then he remembers Krishna's Gita also, and Suta Goswami explains all the trash what Arjuna had left in his heart. There was no trace of any trash within his heart. But remembering the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, he became the master of his senses. So we see here, the rasa of Sakya rasa is there, gratitude is there, and also the knowledge of Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not removed. We see that whether Devaki, Vasudev, Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd boys, the cowherd men, even the gopis in Ras Lila, when they were feeling separation from Krishna, they knew all the incarnation Krishna took. Right, the gopis say, we know what kind of cruel personality you are. When Shurpanaka came for, you know, amorous rasa, you are so cruel, you cut off her nose. When Bali Maharaj offered everything to him, what you did? You kidnapped, you took everything away from him. So they are glorifying Krishna, knowing Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that knowledge does not cover the aspect of Krishna being their lover. That is inconceivable. When somebody is a very formal, our informality, even the best of the friend, sometime you meet your friend, you know, it takes some time to go back to your old school times and befriend them, be intimate. If they have a big position, it is very difficult. It takes long time. But Krishna is such a Lord. That is his magnanimity. Krishna's greatness, greatest kindness is not his protection. That is by the way it happens. A devotee of the Lord is not interested, as we were discussing in our class, that we are not after seeking protection from Krishna. We are after seeking relationship with Krishna. When we seek relationship with Krishna, because he has the power to fulfill all our rasas, whether we experience protection or not, we transcend it. We transcend whether Krishna protects me, does not protect me. No, we are not expecting that. If somebody expects protection from Krishna, and if that does not happen, then we object. Why Krishna did like this? I have been devotee of Krishna for 20 years. I have been devotee of Krishna for 30 years. I am devotee of Krishna for 40 years. Then you are seeking an official relationship with Krishna. And that is most unfortunate. We don't want an official relationship with Krishna. Therefore, when the gopis met with Krishna, when Krishna is very official, Krishna is trying to tell them, pacify them through official Vedanta philosophy. They said, my dear Lord, we are not interested in this. Our interest is that we want to be your family member. We want to be your family member. So therefore, to be actually taking part in Krishna Lila, like Vasudeva and Devaki are taking, to be father and mother of Krishna is not very easy. The very news that the son, eighth son of Devaki is going to kill you, that was the beginning of so many dangers in their life. Krishna has not appeared also, only the news is there that Krishna is going to appear, then their life becomes a life of full of anxiety without knowing what is going to happen. As Prabhupada writes here, that he didn't know what's going to happen, what providence has stored in for him. But Vasudev, because he wanted to be part in Krishna Leela in such a nice way, he is willing to accept the anxiety and doing the needful, trying to protect Devaki in a way which is very diplomatic. He is telling, I will offer all my sons to you. And Prabhupada wrote to Satsvarupa Maharaj in one letter. He said, the difference between Dashrath and Vasudev is that Dashrath Maharaj was very much, you know, focused on the principle of truth, to the extent where, because of that truthfulness, he sent the Supreme Lord to the forest. But on the other hand, Vasudev, he kept that promise as long as Krishna was not born. When Krishna was born, the promise was sent away. Krishna was protected. Therefore, he says, Vasudev exhibits higher level of devotion than Dashrath Maharaj. Therefore, to be party into Krishna Lila, one should know very clearly. And people like adventure. Life-taking adventure, risky adventures. You know, bungee jumping. You know, you'll die. But there are people going there, pay huge money. They do that. They go to these vertical mountains. Now, when you see the, you know, trekkers and mountain climbers, one may wonder why the hell they want to do it. Risking their life. Your philosophy will not work. Why? Because even in that life of risking, you know, they are going to risk their life. They have heard many stories. Many people died before going up to Himalayan mountains, the Mount Everest. But the guys who went up there, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay, you know, they knew that we could be killed, but it doesn't matter. Why? Because there is a fulfillment of one rasa. If the mountain climbing can give such a rasa, they're willing to risk their life. If Krishna gives some troubles in our life, you know, he takes away something, he takes away this one, he takes away that one, and if we object Krishna, that is a very unfortunate situation. The adventure is, we want to climb the mountain of relationship with Krishna. Whether Krishna, you know, behaves wrongly with me, or doesn't even look for me. That's what Lord Chaitanya prayed. Ashlishava Padaram. It's very good to chant those verses. You know, very beautiful to hear. But when actually happens like that, then we show our true color. We only want official relationship with you. You be the protector and I be a protected. But here Krishna is not there for that. He is there for that. But beyond. Krishna lies beyond that. None of Krishna's devotees were not simply given entertainment. Not question of testing. It's not question of testing. That is a part of the Leela. You have to go through that. Vasudeva, Devaki, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Pandavas. What trouble they went through. Bhishmadev. But they didn't consider it as a trouble. They considered that we are most fortunate that Krishna has taken us in his pastime, giving us the role to play. That was their satisfaction. And that's what Krishna Leela has the ability and the power to offer us, where we can interact with Krishna and experience all the rasas which we are unfortunately experiencing in the sport events, in the movie industry, you know, and in the Facebook, and in the Twitter, and in the social network. And we say, oh, I can't read Bhagavatam only. But when we get to read Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Chaitanya Charitamrita can fulfill all our needs. They have the power to entertain us beyond all these things. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Some announcement. Yeah. This is in regards to, you know, we have 2-3 things here. Our temple is organizing a Premier League event, not the cricket event. It is not IPL, but it is GCL. It is called Gita Champions League. Many temples in ISKCON, they're organizing this Gita contest. And large number of students, community are taking part. One reason, because there is a good prize money. But they are not knowing that we are tricking them to study Gita. I was in Ahmednagar recently and they told 5,000 students appeared for Gita exam. And this Gita exam was happening during the World Cup cricket. When the semi-final match was going on, they had a final exam. And 5,000 students appeared for this exam. The interesting thing was 5,000 students took part. And 5,000 students' parents were coaching them. And at least 500 schools were talking Gita. Can you imagine 5,000 schools, their parents, their school, every day they are doing what? Machita, Madgata, Prana, Bodhayanta, Paraspara. Such a positive vibration. I saw the picture, 5,000 students sitting. And somewhere in Vijayawada's devotees did. And in Pune they did. In Belgium they did. Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj mentioning. It was such a wonderful thing. So we said, Bombay, everything should go through Bombay. You know, first everything begins in Bombay. And Bombay is supposed to now follow in this. But we said, okay, why not do it in a mega way? They had 5,000, they had 7,000. We are planning to have a Gita course for 25,000 students. You know, there are two levels of Gita competition. One is for the students from the 5th standard to 10th standard. And from above, from 11th standard till, you know, you go to the tomb. After that womb, if you don't come back to this material world. So, two levels exams are there. And the prize money for a 5th standard student, if they get the first prize, 1 lakh or 50,000? Both 50 or 1 lakh, they're same. You know, big money, 50,000, 25,000, 15,000, 5th standard, 6th standard, 7th standard, 8th standard, 9th standard, 10th standard. You know, that much of prize money is there. Even in the cricket matches, I don't think they give that much of money. Children can, you know, make that much of money. And for higher level also, 1 lakh 50,000 and 25,000 rupees prize money. There are already about 30 schools have agreed. One school said, as many students want to take part from our school, we are willing to sponsor. Because there are charges, there are fees, 200 rupees. The school is sponsoring also. So we are getting to see that how many schools, we thought, you know, in Bombay people don't want to hear Gita, but we didn't give Gita to them. We assume that they don't want to. At least 30 schools, just few devotees went around talking to the schools. They said, not only our children will take part, we can come to school and teach Gita. Like Madhya Pradesh government made Gita compulsory. Some other government made Gita compulsory. SP Jain Institute has made Gita compulsory. So, thinking from this point of view, you want to distribute Prabhupada's Gita, make people study, and you can imagine 25,000 children, their parents, and their school teachers, and plus another few thousand men and women, you know, husband and wife sitting and discussing Gita rather than discussing, you know, some troubles in their life. So much of people will be studying Gita and discussing Machita, Madgata, Prana, Bodhayanta, Paraspara. What a vibration it can create. So if you want to take part in it as a volunteers and help us organize in a big way, you can please contact the desk there. We have our devotees coordinating, Shubhavilas Prabhu and Anand Gopal Prabhu. You can contact them. And the second, yeah, this is from the website department. Our Radha Gopinath, we are pleased to inform that the official website of our temple, radhagopinath.com, has been revamped. The site now has a completely new look. You know, beautifully made, new look, and has new features. Now the temple is also officially on Facebook. Only reason you can go to the Facebook is if you want to go and see what's happening with Radha Gopinath. It has also on official page on Facebook. And follow us on Facebook at iskon.chaupati and on Twitter also. So Radha Gopinath is, you know, following the conditioned souls. On Twitter called SSRGM for latest news and updates from the temple. So please, you can go and try to increase the hit of Radha Gopinath so people can accidentally come to Radha Gopinath and see and eventually come to Radha Gopinath temple. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Granthara Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki.